When we got to the initial point, there was nothing unusual. And we were flying along, following all these guys. And we got the initial point. They started to run on the bomb run. And usually bomb run was around 10 minutes. And we're waiting for bombs to drop. Nothing happened. We just kept right on going. So according to my charts, we had already passed Castle. And finally, the bombs went. And I kind of figured out, hell, we're 40, 50 miles past Castle. And I figured we were at a town called Göttingen. And then we dropped our bombs, turned around, started heading back, and that's when we got hit by the fighters. I didn't know what the hell was happening. All of a sudden, fighters came, and I don't have a gun as a navigator. All I did was look out the window. Airplanes going out, parachutes all over the place, fighter planes flying back and forth. I just sat there. We got hit in number 3 engine, and so we had to shut that one off. And I think it was a 20 millimeter shell hit the plexiglass of the pilot's windshield. And I didn't know that until I went up, crawled up, and looked up front. They had little tiny pieces of plexiglass in their face, and just little droplets of blood. It scared the hell out of me. I didn't know if they were hurt or not. But all it was were superficial wounds. And then it only happened, I guess, in a couple of 3 minutes, and it was all gone. Some fighters came back, American fighters came back, and I guess they engaged the German fighters, and we just took off. And I think there was maybe 3 of us flying in a very loose formation going back home. And we had one engine out, and we were kind of concerned because with one engine, we weren't going to be able to keep up with the other people. Mm-hmm. Until we got to the English Channel, then everybody went off on their own, and we went home.